This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'm going to try to make this a khatira, not a lecture. Inshallah, hopefully you'll walk away not just with inspiration, but with something that you can implement bi'idhnillahi ta'ala in your lives. Before I begin, just by a show of hands, how many of you have heard of Salat al-Istikhara? Okay, alhamdulillah. How many of you have memorized Salat al-Istikhara? Okay, that's a significant drop. I want us to notice something at the very beginning of that hadith, and this is not about Salat al-Istikhara, but it's about the beginning here, with Jabir ibn Abdullah, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yu'allimuna al-Istikhara, kama yu'allimuna surat al-Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach us the Istikhara, the way that he would teach us a surah from the Quran. In other words, memorize the words, because subhanahu wa ta'ala is also important. Not just what you ask for, not just that we say it's from our hearts, which is very important, but that you do your best to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called upon him. We had like a ministry of awqaf here in America and Islamic education. Would be a halaqa in every masjid to teach the dua of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. I think it's so important that we, the regular Muslims, that we begin to implement those ad'iya, the du'as of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in our lives. And so, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of companions, or he would teach the companions du'a. From those du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach his companions, is a dua, it's quite long, we're only going to focus on the beginning part. Shaddad ibn Aws, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا أن نقول. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach us to say. And in some narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say this dua in every salat. اللهم إني أسألك الثبات في الأمر والعزيمة على الرشد. To the end of the hadith, it's quite long. I want to focus on those two questions from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, with those two requests to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inni as'aluka, oh Allah, I ask you for thabat, being steadfast on your deen. Fil amr here is referring to Islam. So give me thabat on Islam. Make me steadfast in my practice of Islam. And I think this is an important point for us, because everyone is subject to fitnatil qabr. Everybody is subject to being asked in the grave. And in the grave we're asked what? I'm asking you. Mar rabbuk. Okay. You gotta help me out here. What does that mean? Mar rabbuk. Who is your Lord? But does it mean, in this sense, are you being asked, who do you believe created the heavens and the earth only? Or are you actually being asked who you worshipped? Who is your Lord? Here, Rabbuk, actually asking you who you worshipped. Ma dinuk, what's that mean? What is your religion? Be careful. A lot of times we oversimplify this stuff. It's not asking you what religion you think is the truth, or is your last name, you know, last name, or a Desi last name, and then you say that you're a Muslim. It's asking you, what did you practice? So, Ma deenu, deeni al-Islam, my religion is Islam. That means you have to practice something from the deen. It's not just enough to walk around with a card that says that I'm a Muslim. Wa man nabiyuk, yani who did you take as your prophet, the one whom you followed his instructions, alayhi salatu wasalam. So the point here is, when we're asking Allah for thabat, we're asking him to give us steadfastness on this deen, we're going to be asked about our steadfastness. Did we really practice this deen or not? And so we want to be steadfast. The second part of this, what we're focusing on, is Allahumma inni as'aluka thabata fil amr wal azimata ala rushd. And we ask you, or I ask you, to give me firm resolve, firm determination to be rightly guided. Ar-rushd. I want to stop at this word. This is going to be the end of what we talk about today. But I'm going to explain it the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained it in the Quran. Because another thing that's important is not just that we learn the words of dua. Like, for example, you're going around the Kaaba between the Yemeni corner and the Blackstone, we say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَ وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَ وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, give us the good of this life, the good of the next life, and save us from the punishment of the fire. But do we really understand the implications of what we're asking for? A lot of times we don't until we give it some thought. And so we're asking Allah here to be steadfast upon His deen, and we're asking Him for firm resolve and determination to be rightly guided, for rushd. But what does rushd mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. They are the rightly guided. They are the ones who have rushed. Who? Who was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about? Where does that ayah come? I'm even asking some of the, I know some of you are huffaz, mashallah. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. They are the rightly guided. And by the way, one of the things, subhanAllah, one of the first lessons that we took when I was many moons ago when I started my master's in Medina, our teacher actually used to make us bring in the book and read and stop at every pronoun and say, what does that pronoun refer back to? Because you're not going to understand language if you don't know who's he, who's she, who's it, who's they. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. They are the rightly guided. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about? Allah says at the beginning of that ayah, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Know that amongst you all is the messenger of Allah. لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ. If He were to obey your wishes in many things, you would actually suffer. So He's not coming to obey your wishes, He's coming to bring the risala, to bring the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He did what you all wanted to do, then you would actually suffer from that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. But Allah made Iman beloved to you. He endeared Iman to you. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And made it pleasing to your hearts. So not only do you love Iman, but you're pleased with Iman. And that's two different things. You might love somebody and not be pleased with them. You may love something and not particularly like it. But Allah Azza wa Jal made Iman beloved to them. And Iman here is not just talking about something in the heart. It's talking about your faith. It's talking about your statements. It's talking about the actions of Islam. They become beloved to you. And we can ask ourselves, and Ikhwan, wallahi, this is stuff that's important for us, and especially as we raise our children to teach them to love Iman. What's our language around salat? Because Allah Azza wa Jal calls salat iman in the Quran. What's our language around salat? Do we say, oh yeah, well, let's just pray so we can get it out the way and then we can go do A, B, C, and D. Do we use that kind of language? Or do we actually love salat? The Prophet ﷺ said, جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي salat. My enjoyment has been made with salat. And the Prophet ﷺ would say to Bilal, أَرِحْنَا بِهَا. Yani, bring us comfort through this salat. A lot of us say, arihna what? Minha. Bring us comfort by getting it over with. Let us have comfort despite it. So what is our language around Iman? Do we really love it? Are we teaching our children to love it? Are we teaching the next generation to really love faith? He says, so they love faith. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانِ. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. And they despise kufr. And they despise defiance, al-fusuq. And they despise al-isyan, or disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they despise everything that is opposite of faith, or that is contrary to faith. Whether it destroys faith from the very foundation, which is kufr, or whether it attacks the completion of faith, which is al-fusuq, which is referring to major sins, or al-isyan, which is referring to minor sins. They despise those things. And we have to understand, I don't want, somebody will come here and take a soundbite and say, oh, that's hate preaching. They're teaching us to hate. Well, our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان. Whoever loves for Allah and hates for the sake of Allah. And he gives for the sake of Allah and he withholds for the sake of Allah, has completed iman. And those who don't have those qualities have not completed faith. We're not talking about hate for the sake of hate. We're talking about hating sin because it creates a barrier between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the important part here. Not just that we hate the consequences. Many of us may know people who have fallen into sins. They don't necessarily hate the sin, but they hate the consequences of the sin. So they hate the fact that they got caught cheating on their spouse. Not that they actually did that action and it pushed them away from their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tawbah is translated into English as what? Repentance. Repentance actually means islah. So you're fixing your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when you sin, every time we sin, we're messing up part of that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we hate for those things to come between us and the one we love subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so again, the believer, the rashid, when we ask Allah for firm determination to be rashid, for rushd, we're asking Allah to make iman beloved to us, and that He makes those other things that are contrary to iman despised to us. نَسَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يُحَبَّ بِلَيْنَا الْإِيمَانِ وَأَنْ يُزَيِّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.